Hi, my name is Jason Salome. I'm a program manager with the Application Experience team in Windows, and I've been with Microsoft for about 5 years now. During that time, I've primarily focused on a lot of deployment technologies like MSI and ClickOnce. For Windows 8, I was part of the crew that helped stand up the deployment engine that installs Windows Store apps on your Windows 8 PC. And today, I'm really excited to talk to you about some great new features that we've introduced in Windows 8.1 to help reduce the overall footprint of your Windows Store apps. Let's jump right in. So to start, I wanted to give a quick refresher of Windows 8. Windows 8 reimagined the PC from the chip setup, introduced a lot of great new scenarios that are touch-first, content over Chrome. And it opened up a great new app ecosystem for developers such as yourselves to thrive on. As part of building Windows 8, it was critical for that mission to ensure that users always had the best experience when acquiring apps. Your apps. We did this by creating a brand new app model, one that allowed you to integrate deeply with Windows to create beautiful, elegant, exotic, and unique applications. Packaging your app was just a few click experience to Visual Studio. And once you had your package, it was really easy to onboard it through the Windows Store. From there, the Windows Store managed distributing your app around the world. For Windows 8.1, we thought long and hard about how to stay tried and true to this goal. We really wanted to make sure that the application experience, downloading the application, was always a fantastic experience. We searched long and hard, and what we found was opportunity. An opportunity to make the experience for installing your apps better. To reduce the overall amount of time it takes to install your apps. To minimize the overall footprint required to install your apps, as well as the overall network bandwidth that's required to install your apps. By doing this, we allow the user to install more of your apps. We did this in two ways. The first way was by eliminating data which was duplicated in the app ecosystem. And the second way was by removing bits and pieces from the application as part of the download process that were not necessary for the user's particular configuration or their PC. Let's jump right in. The app ecosystem today contains a lot of data which is duplicated. Just by virtue of common developer practices, like using a common library or runtime. Let me show you. Imagine your Windows Store app. And imagine your Windows Store app depends on a common runtime or library, like an ad platform. Now, imagine 25% of all the other apps in the store use that same exact platform. That means for every one of those apps that the user downloads, they're going to get that file downloaded and installed over and over and over. That's not good. For Windows 8.1, we really wanted to ensure that users downloaded only the bits and pieces of your application that they needed. And furthermore, we never wanted to download the same file more than once. We were able to do this, and let me show you how it works. For this mini example, I wanted to basically download Mahjong and Solitaire. Mahjong and Solitaire are apps that are created by the same developer, and as one would expect, they have some files that are shared. When I installed Mahjong, it brought down with it a certain set of code files, a UI platform, and a game engine. Next, I installed Solitaire. When I initially installed Solitaire, as part of the deployment process, the initial part that was downloaded was a certain set of metadata, which enabled our deployment engine to understand with a very degree of precision the identity of every file which was going to be installed. Using this information, we were able to accurately predict that there would be files which were duplicated, which could already exist on the system. From there, we created a shared version of those files and continued to download the rest. Now, for users, the key thing to know here is it's not just about overall disk footprint savings. The user will save time, they will save over-the-air network bandwidth, which means they're going to save money. And in general, we expect the savings to be around 10 to 25%. Now, your next question may be, well, hey, how can I take advantage of this? Or what is it that I need to do? And we really have some great news for you here. By using our common developer practices or our best practices, there's really nothing you need to do. When you're working with multiple apps, for all you big shops out there, just make sure that as you share code between your apps, that it's the most updated version. And when you're using a common library runtime, avoid recompiling or changing or rebuilding that runtime. This helps ensure that the app ecosystem, as well as Windows 8.1, can leverage that duplication to the full extent. Just to recap, duplication does exist in the app ecosystem. The purpose of this presentation isn't to tell you you should go and try and rebuild your app, fix up any particular pieces, eliminate duplication, compress your package, or do anything crazy. The point is, duplication does exist, but that's okay. Windows 8.1 leverages this fact and actually harnesses it to enhance the overall acquisition experience for the user. Stepping back up to the original problem, the other way that we were able to solve reducing the overall footprint of your app was by ensuring that users only installed the bits and pieces of your application that they needed for their particular system configuration. Let me illustrate with an example. Imagine you have two Windows 8 PCs. Both screens have the same exact resolution, but one's a slightly different size than the other one. What this means is the smaller screen is actually a higher scale or higher DPI than the larger screen. As an app developer, you have an opportunity to take advantage of this and create two sets of assets that are optimized, one for the scale 140 machine and one for the scale 100 machine, to provide your users with a more optimized experience for each one of those particular scales. But this means your application now must contain two additional assets that are carried along with your app everywhere it goes. In Windows 8.1, we wanted to provide you as a developer with a way to break down this coupling and really distribute your app separately from the additional resources that it may carry along with it that are potentially not applicable to any particular user. After decoupling your app from its resources, you're able to package those resources up individually. They all get distributed together in a way that's completely transparent to the user. Let me show you how it works. In Windows 8, you uploaded your app to the Windows Store. Your app contained all the resources that were contained inside the package. When the user installed the package, the app was brought down with all the resources, as you'd expect. For Windows 8.1, we give you the ability to break down this package into the core app plus neutral resources and additional resources. Together, they're all bundled up into a single app bundle. The app bundle provides enough information to Windows 8.1 to install the relative bits and pieces that are applicable to that particular user. In this case, the user speaks French. Let's dive a little bit deeper into the resource pack. The resource pack itself, at heart, is an AppX package. It contains data which tailors the app's experience, but cannot extend the app's functionality. An easy way to think of this is a filter that goes on top of the UI of the application to provide additional data for the user. One of the key things that you may have noticed in the earlier demo was that the core app package contained an additional language, English. We did this by design. The key here is that the application cannot depend on resource packages. The application must contain its own set of default resources, such that it may be installed on its own. Lastly, the resource pack itself can target three different qualifiers: language, high DPI screens, or more capable DirectX hardware. So again, your next question is probably, well, what do I need to do to take advantage of this? What are the things that I have to do? What are the steps that I have to take to leverage this functionality? And again, I have some great news. In Windows 8, we introduced the resource management system. The resource management system was one that provided you as a developer with a way to abstract away any of your resources and allow the system, Windows 8, to choose which was the right one to be used at runtime. If you use the Windows 8 resource management system, you get all of this behavior for free. To show this, let's go and build one of these bundle packages with Visual Studio. So what I have here is Visual Studio, and I've got the application resources sample loaded. This is a sample that's available on MSDN and can be acquired, and it's one that leverages the resource management system. So I'll start off by opening up the images folder. The first thing you notice is there is an EN folder and a JA folder. This automatically tells us that there will be English-specific resources and Japanese-specific resources. Furthermore, you can see there's a scale 100, scale 140, and scale 180 file. Now, the resource management system not only supports files, but it also supports strings. Let's take a look. Here we can see there is a French-specific set of strings. Again, scale 100 specific strings, scale 140, and scale 180. So if we build this package, Visual Studio has introduced a new drop-down box. It's got three options. The first is never. This means never build a bundle package. The second is always, meaning always build a bundle package. And the third is if needed. This option tells Visual Studio to inspect the application, determine if there are resources that could be pulled out separately, and if there are, to create the bundle package. If not, just build an app package. So we'll choose that option. While this is building, again, Visual Studio is currently inspecting the package, determining if there are resources to be created, pulling those resources out into their own packages, containing everything up individually, creating the app package itself, and then bundling it all together into a single app bundle package. So let's take a look at the result. The first thing you'll notice is the appx upload file. This continues to be the file that you upload to the Windows Store later on. We'll talk about it a little bit more. So looking forward at the appx bundle, it's there as we expect. And let's take a quick look at the contents of this bundle. And the one thing that we would expect to see are a few resource packages. And as expected, there's a few languages and a few scales. Earlier in the demo, you saw there was an appx upload file. Now, this file continues to be the single file that you upload to the Windows Store during onboarding of your package. It contains all the related data that's required to validate your package and to distribute it later on to all your users across the globe. For the user, we really wanted to make sure that the user experience was transparent to all of this. As a user, you continue to infer and create your user-specific resource preferences, such as creating a language that you prefer, plugging in a new monitor, or a more capable or really, really powerful DirectX video card. And from that point, Windows 8.1 understands this information and only downloads the applicable resources for that particular system configuration. Although we don't expect you as a user to change this configuration, Windows 8.1 manages this information, and if there is a change, any new change is brought down as an update. Lastly, we expect the disk footprint savings to be anywhere from 10 to 80%, depending on the type of resource that it is. You can imagine for larger games and DirectX textures, the larger textures consume quite a big portion of the package. For line of business apps, there's two key things that we wanted to point out. First off, it's really, really easy to provision your Windows 8 image with app bundle packages. You simply use the same tools that you did in Windows 8. And lastly, we've worked really hard to ensure that you can integrate easily with any enterprise client management software. System Center Configuration Manager will support this with the release of 8.1. Just to recap, bundles allow your package to be acquired faster by your users. Again, it reduces the overall amount of time, footprint, over-the-air network bandwidth that's required to consume your app. allowing your app to be used faster. And if you use the resource management system that we introduced in Windows 8, you get this all for free. So as you move to Windows 8.1, or continue to use your Windows 8 package, keep in mind that using the resource management will help your users install your app faster. So now your next question is, well, what is the total savings? You've shown me a lot of great data here. I want to know what the real numbers are. We created a sample of some Windows 8 apps from Microsoft, and we deployed them on Windows 8 as app packages. The amount of space they took up was 195 megs. On Windows 8.1, we took those app packages, created bundles out of them, and allowed them to leverage the eliminating data duplication features that we created. After deploying the packages, they took up only 131 megabytes at a 32% savings, which is fantastic. To summarize, duplication does exist in the app ecosystem. And just by following best practices, like sharing identical code between your apps, making sure it's always up to date, don't recompile any common libraries or runtimes that you acquire, you can really help minimize the duplication and kind of enhance the overall experience for your user. In addition, ensuring your Windows Store app uses the resource management system will also make sure that their experience when acquiring your app is a lot faster and a lot smoother. Thank you very much.